You've tuned in to the good stuff, and are we ever delighted that you are here. We love to give out good stuff because good stuff just makes you healthier, right, Mike?
That's right. Cattlemen and women, mark the date, Monday, February 12th, for the Slut and Angus 36th Annual Bull and Female Sale at Faith Livestock Auction, of course, in Faith, South Dakota, selling 115 bulls and 30 heifers bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you, featuring the bull Man in Black. That's February 12th. Faith Livestock Auction, Faith, South Dakota.
Mike, what's it has? Extreme bull riding, ranch rodeo, Bronx for breakfast, and beer festivals, boots and beer festivals, actually.
I think that would be the Black Hills Stock Show.
You are right. It's a stock show and rodeo coming up Friday, January 26th and going through February 3rd, Rapid City, South Dakota. It's the largest trade show in the region, too. It has over 300 vendors, so get your plans made now.
Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of the publication is tailored to the commercial cattleman. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com to find out more. And Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, I've got something for today. It's called Winter Cowboying, and it's Cowgirl Sass and Savvy by Julie Clark. It's true. I'll confess. I was always a fair weather cowgirl by preference. However, when cattle needed tending, fair weather was not a given. Fact of life, if you have cattle and live where winter is a force to contend with, you have to be dedicated to the job. Being a little bit crazy doesn't hurt either. The Texas Panhandle, Amarillo particularly, claims some notoriety for its miserable winters. Running yearlands on winter wheat is a tricky deal, requiring good hard horses and cowboys of the same ilk. Daryl had a big string of yearlings on winter wheat throughout most of the miserable Panhandle winter. The wheat had gotten so short and the cattle needed to be moved. Known for his perchance to always do things the hard way, Daryl called for some help to come move the cattle. Trucking them would have cost about $100, but Daryl was determined to save the expense for the guy that owned the herd. The morning that the cowboy showed up to move the cattle, a bitter cold east wind blew in, driving ice and sleet in front of it and into the faces of the cattle, horses, and cowboys. Naturally, east was the very direction they needed to go. The cattle fought to turn back, refusing to drive into the wind except by force. This kept all but two of the riders at the back of the herd plenty busy. The two-point riders were mostly needed. Just open the gates. No danger of the cattle running off in that direction. It took all the morning and a good part of the afternoon to drive the herd 6 miles. The cowboys took turns thawing out in the pickups that followed behind. The horses had balls of ice and snow packed in their hoofs, and their eyelashes and nostrils were iced over, same as the cowboys. There wasn't a creature, man or beast, that wasn't chilled to the bone and hoping they'd live to see another warm day. Nobody ever heard if cattle owner appreciated all the misery and work that went into saving him $100, but it was quite some time before Daryl was able to round up any extra winter help again. In times of blizzards, a solid broke horse that will pull whatever you tie a rope onto is a must. Yearlings are known to ball up in a corner of a wheat field and die out of pure spite. Farmers seem to be irritable about it when they have to run over bones to plow in the spring. So a fella needs to be able to drag off the deads and make them available to the used cow dealer. My brother and I were quite young when we tagged along with our dad to track a few of the last stragglers in the deep canyons fronting the Rocky Mountains range of home. Often we had to dismount and let the horses lunge their way to the top of the steep hill. We would catch them at the top of the ridge after we first, and then they floundered their way up through belly-deep drifts covering the north slopes in the shade of the pines. As the sun began to make its way behind the range, as the sun made its way to settling behind the mountain range, the cold fell on us like a heavy blanket, chilling us to the marrow. We were so cold by the time we headed home that my brother, still small enough to not be able to reach his stirrups, unknowingly lost one of his two big hand-me-down boots during the long, miserable jog trot back to the barn. As long as there are horses that are needed ridden, cattle that need tended, cowboys will saddle up in the chill of the winter and do the job because it's there to be done, no matter the conditions. In their youth, it comes more easily. A few decades later, justification for waiting for the sun to shine comes even easier. Why ride colts in a snowstorm? How can you teach them to watch for rattlesnakes in this weather? You can reach Julie at jcarternm@gmail.com.
And that's the good stuff.